Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит 2 раза. После первого и второго прослушиваний у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. По окончании выполнения всего раздела аудирования перенесите свои ответы в бланк ответов №1. Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего A, F и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только 1 раз. В задании есть 1 лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
Snacking throughout the day is common behaviour. People get peckish in the afternoon or late evening, and they snack on a packet of crisps or some nuts. But really, this is a bad habit to get into, and one that's hard to break. We eat extra unneeded calories this way, and sooner or later we start to slowly put on weight. A sensible breakfast, a satisfying lunch, and a healthy dinner is the best eating habit.
Speaker B.
We all like a bit of flavour in our meals. Vegetables and grains only go so far in providing that. It's much tastier to have some grilled chicken or beef for lunch or dinner. It's certainly fine to have it in moderation, but most doctors and nutritionists will tell you it's not healthy to eat beef with every meal. Once a day, or even just 3 times a week, is probably all you should consume.
Speaker C. Most of us lead busy lifestyles these days. We have to rush off to work without breakfast. Our lunch hours are more like half hours, and sometimes it's 9 p.m. before we sit down for dinner. We're usually starving by this point, but we should resist the urge to consume a huge bowl of pasta or a big plate of meat. That food doesn't get burnt off when you're sleeping, and most of it turns to fat. Speaker D.
This has probably happened to you on a number of occasions. Your morning goes by sluggishly, and by lunchtime you're about to pass out from hunger. Let me guess, you ran out of the door without having anything for breakfast, didn't you? We're all very busy, hurrying off to work or school in the morning, but it's really important to have a bowl of cereal, some yogurt, or a banana to give you energy before you rush out.
Speaker E.
Has this ever happened to you? You've got a meeting to rush off to, or a class that's starting in 15 minutes, but you're starving because you haven't eaten all day. So in a spare 15 minutes, you devour something as fast as you can. Of course, this is a very unhealthy way of eating. You should eat your food slowly and calmly, or otherwise you won't be able to digest it, and you may even choke on it.
Speaker F.
Everyone has their favourite foods. Some people like things with vegetables, others with some kind of carbohydrate like rice or pasta. My favourite foods, I must admit, are the ones that really aren't too healthy. I love chips, fried chicken, anything that's deep fried, really. I also adore cakes and pastries, especially ones with icing or whipped cream. It's fine that they're my favourite foods. I just have to watch how much of them I eat, as do we all.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
Snacking throughout the day is common behaviour. People get peckish in the afternoon or late evening, and they snack on a packet of crisps or some nuts. But really, this is a bad habit to get into, and one that's hard to break. We eat extra unneeded calories this way, and sooner or later we start to slowly put on weight. A sensible breakfast, a satisfying lunch, and a healthy dinner is the best eating habit.
Speaker B.
We all like a bit of flavour in our meals. Vegetables and grains only go so far in providing that. It's much tastier to have some grilled chicken or beef for lunch or dinner. It's certainly fine to have it in moderation, but most doctors and nutritionists will tell you it's not healthy to eat beef with every meal. Once a day, or even just 3 times a week, is probably all you should consume.
Speaker C. Most of us lead busy lifestyles these days. We have to rush off to work without breakfast. Our lunch hours are more like half hours, and sometimes it's 9 p.m. before we sit down for dinner. We're usually starving by this point, but we should resist the urge to consume a huge bowl of pasta or a big plate of meat. That food doesn't get burnt off when you're sleeping, and most of it turns to fat. Speaker D.
This has probably happened to you on a number of occasions. Your morning goes by sluggishly, and by lunchtime you're about to pass out from hunger. Let me guess, you ran out of the door without having anything for breakfast, didn't you? We're all very busy, hurrying off to work or school in the morning, but it's really important to have a bowl of cereal, some yogurt, or a banana to give you energy before you rush out.
Speaker E.
Has this ever happened to you? You've got a meeting to rush off to, or a class that's starting in 15 minutes, but you're starving because you haven't eaten all day. So in a spare 15 minutes, you devour something as fast as you can. Of course, this is a very unhealthy way of eating. You should eat your food slowly and calmly, or otherwise you won't be able to digest it, and you may even choke on it.
Speaker F.
Everyone has their favourite foods. Some people like things with vegetables, others with some kind of carbohydrate like rice or pasta. My favourite foods, I must admit, are the ones that really aren't too healthy. I love chips, fried chicken, anything that's deep fried, really. I also adore cakes and pastries, especially ones with icing or whipped cream. It's fine that they're my favourite foods. I just have to watch how much of them I eat, as do we all.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.